So on May 13th, 1981, which is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, Pope John Paul II was shot 4 times in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish assassin. In fact, they caught this all on TV. Many of you probably remember this day, actually. So he was rushed to the hospital, and John Paul II barely survived. 2 years later, in 1983, John Paul chose to visit his would-be assassin, who at this point was now in prison. And there's a famous picture of this meeting that Time magazine published on the front of their magazine. Sitting with the very man who had tried to kill him, John Paul spoke with kindness and mercy. Instead of hatred or revenge, he extended forgiveness. The moment was so powerful that the man himself was deeply moved. Years later, he even called John Paul II a friend and expressed his gratitude for the Pope's gesture of mercy. This act of radical forgiveness wasn't just about words. It was a living example of Christ's call to forgive, even in the most extreme of circumstances. The Pope just didn't talk about mercy. He lived it. The lesson? Forgiveness isn't about excusing the harm done to us. It's about freeing our hearts from those chains of resentment. Now, in the first reading this morning, David shows mercy to Saul because Saul was the anointed king, even though Saul had been ruthlessly trying to kill David. David respected God's anointing over Saul and therefore showed him mercy. David was truly living out the words of Christ from the gospel. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Now, for us here this morning, I don't need to remind you, I think we all know, it's very hard to be kind to those who are unkind to us. And on a different note, to be kind to those who've hurt us. I mean, we want to react to them, to say something harsh back to them, to let them know that we've been hurt by their actions. Yet we must remember, God works best through mercy. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Now to the world, that statement is foolish. The world wants revenge, vengeance. Christ tells us to forgive, and you will be forgiven. These words are truly difficult if we actually apply them to the darkest areas of our lives where we were wronged or hurt. By a past relationship, by a friend, a family member, an employer, by a teacher, by a member of the clergy. Yet when we are able to forgive, we open the door to God's grace. To the mercy that we show to those who are our quote-unquote enemies, we can then be agents of the Lord's grace. We can't simply love those who love us. As our Lord said, what credit is that to you? Now, this is difficult, and it surely should stretch us. Yet our Lord says, give, and gifts will be given to you. In other words, if we are willing to change, to open our hearts to forgiveness, God is going to work through us. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured unto you. Now, we need to pray for that strength to forgive. At every Mass, we pray the Lord's Prayer. And hopefully you're paying attention because you're asking God to forgive us as we forgive others. Now, our challenge is to overcome our natural inclination to hate those people who've hurt us. Family members, coworkers, neighbors, anyone who's hurt or offended us. To meet the challenge, we need to ask God for the strength. We must forgive because only forgiveness truly heals us. Revenge does not. Each of us needs to ask, do I have anyone in my life who I call an enemy? Is there anyone who actually hates me? Are there people I hate? Are there people who would actually curse me? Is there anyone in my life who mistreats me? A boss, teacher, parent, coworker, family member, former spouse. You know, if people were to read your texts or your emails or your Facebook posts all day, would they see the mercy that the Lord asks for? How do you respond to those who you see as an enemy on a day-to-day basis? How do you speak or write of others points to where your heart actually is? We are only as free as our ability to forgive. In fact, the Greek word aphes, meaning to forgive, is the same word for to free or to dismiss. We free both ourselves and the other person when we forgive. Pope St. John Paul II was able to forgive his would-be assassin. He knew God's mercy was unimaginable, and he was to be a dispenser of it. But John Paul's only one example. I think of St. Josephine Bakita, who forgave the slave traders who beat her. I think of Assunta Goretti, who forgave the killer of her 11-year-old daughter. The list goes on and on. So too must we trust in God's never-failing mercy. So when we are tempted to hate or be hurtful or even think hurtful thoughts about another, we've got to remember we are to be agents of Christ's mercy and love, even when the world will disagree with us. Think about this. When Christ was sentenced to death, when he was spat upon and hit, he kept his mouth shut. Likewise, we do not need to always demand justice, even though our heart may feel like it. So, for example, maybe I don't have to be as defensive as I feel that I want to be. Maybe I don't need to have the final word in every argument. Maybe I don't demand my fair share of whatever it is I feel like I'm being cheated, like we're not getting what we deserve. Don't ask for what you really deserve, because the Lord is going to pay us back eventually. What Christ is asking is that we imitate what he already does with us. He shows us mercy. And so on this seventh Sunday in ordinary time, ask yourself, are there people in my life who are in need of my mercy? Or am I holding back a chance for God to work his grace in their lives? Amen.